Hello and welcome to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. 40% of the world's e-commerce market is now held by China. Featured snippets are having a negative impact on organic search click-through rates. And half of teenagers in the US do not trust advertising. A report released by Sina has shown that China's e-commerce market now accounts for 40% of global online sales. China's e-commerce market has been the largest in the world for two consecutive years now, but the growth in the past 12 months has taken its value to 26 trillion yuan, a near 20% increase. The report from Sina also shows that in 2016, there were 467 million online shoppers in the country, or 64% of its internet population, another impressive increase, this time of 12% up from 2015. M-commerce has also seen a recent surge in China, with an annual growth rate of 30%, taking the total number of those buying on a mobile device to 441 million users. The recent growth within the sector has been put down to the recent expansion from Alibaba's marketplaces, Tmall and Taobao, as well as the fast growth from JD.com. Research from RS has shown that featured snippets are having a largely negative impact on the success of the top organic search results. 2 million featured snippets were analyzed, as well as their effects on the first organic result. It was found that when a featured snippet wasn't present, the first organic link received a 26% click-through rate. However, when a featured snippet was present, the top result received an average 19% click-through rate, with the snippet itself getting a 8% click-through rate. It was also shown that having a featured snippet on a results page reduces the total number of clicks by almost 5%. A survey performed by YouGov has shown that nearly half of US teenagers aged 13 to 17 do not trust advertising. It was found that 46% of respondents find ads untrustworthy, with 6% saying they did not know how they felt. The data also found that those between the ages of 13 and 17 generally disagree that advertising helps them choose what to buy, although 55% said that they enjoy watching ads that feature their favorite celebrities. It seems that people become more trusting of advertising as they get older, as a similar study which focused on those aged over 18 found that 61% said that they fully trusted advertisements in all formats. It's been found that more than 3/4 of Canadian merchants see mobile commerce as the future. However, the survey by Amex found that there was a disconnect when it comes to actually implementing these new technologies. When retailers who had not yet implemented mobile technology were asked if they planned to do so, only 12% said they planned to use mobile technology within the next 12 months. Steve Doswell, the CEO of SoundPays, a Canadian startup, believes that the issue around slow adoption is based on issues regarding tech integration. He said that in Canada, banks haven't come up with a uniform platform everybody can use, adding that this could be resolved by the introduction of Google Pay and Apple Pay. And finally, Spotify is reportedly looking into expanding its music streaming service to Vietnam and Thailand. It recently announced that it's hiring music editors for both the Vietnamese and Thai markets, pointing to a late 2017 launch. Currently, the service has more than 100 million users around the world, with 50 million paying subscribers. However, a launch in these two markets would open up a service to 160 million new potential users. And that's all from me today. Thank you for joining us. Be sure to check out our catch-up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.